Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down?
Welcome back, hour number three. Harbin number, remember the number, 3535053. I want to talk to you about your cabinets right now. Zach, I didn't know anything about cabinets. I said, you know what, cabinets, smabments. I didn't know, man. I didn't know that it was such a big deal. Here's what I'm telling you is that custom-made cabinets, it's a difference. And the custom design and fitting, I still don't know how they do it and measure it and get it down right down to the 100th of a millimeter and get a thing fitting in there and doing right. Wes is our cabinet guy. Wes is a genius and nobody's going to do it any better. We have these cabinets in our mudroom, laundry room, kitchen, bathrooms. And in Meredith's walk-in closet, we have these. And I got to tell you, man, I not one problem with them, never had any issue with anything. They look great. We are planning more cabinets in our home now, in our living room. We have too much space right now. We got underneath our island, our kitchen, and in our living room, where it turns around. I mean, there's room there, but we're thinking about doing like a home entertainment type thing and bringing Wes in to design and build that for us. Let them come in and do this for you. They do it at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 3535053, harbinlumber.com. Logan is in Easley, South Carolina. Logan, I really appreciate you hanging on through that break. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Just got through taking care of the little one. Thank
good.
You for taking my call.
Good.
I ain't going to talk about the quarterback situation. Enough people have already said plenty of good points on both sides.
Thank you.
My question is about what's on hand this week, and that's the Syracuse game. Last year they did a lot of running on us, and I was wondering your opinion on, do you think they're going to stick to their ground game more? Or are they going to try to kill us in the air with our secondary?
You know, I think that, and I watched the Syracuse-UConn game. It's the only game that I have seen so far. It seems like Clemson and Syracuse are playing at the same times again this year. I know the Florida State-Syracuse game was on at the same time. So I didn't see Western Michigan-Wagner. I have seen the Connecticut game. The Florida State game is on at the same time. I probably need to go back and watch that. You're right in that it was the running game, and a little bit of it is Strickland. Strickland is a good back. He is he's about a 210-pound guy that can make some plays. A lot of the running game is Eric Dungy, though. This scrappy guy that just makes plays, busted plays, lack of containment. They run one of the weirdest things I've ever seen that I love, and I don't know why anybody's never done this before. On a quarterback sneak, they put a big, huge mammoth guard right behind, between the guard and the center. He's standing right beside the quarterback under center. And then the quarterback takes a snap and waits on him, and then he goes right behind him. I don't know why I hadn't seen this before. But I'm watching the UConn game, and they're getting 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 yards on a quarterback sneak kind of thing. So the running game is a little bit unique. Part of their running game, and something I think they do as well as anybody in the country, is they throw the screen game. They screen you to death with their running backs. They screen you to death with their wide receivers. This little kid, Sean Riley, is about 5'7 and about 100, a buck 45 maybe. But he's quick as lightning. He's number 10. He's quick as lightning. Great punt returner, great kick returner. I think that Syracuse is going to screen you. Dungy having to make some plays. I think Syracuse is going to score points this weekend. The pace of it is one thing. The scrappiness of the quarterback, the athleticism of the quarterback is one thing. I think they have to be balanced, though. And you were right. Last year in that Clemson game, they rushed for 162 yards, and that was way too many. Clemson, including that game last year, see, I'm right by saying this. Clemson gave up 115 on the ground, so he gave up 40, you know, a little more than 40 more yards than you normally would. But it was some back-breaking third-down runs that Syracuse was able to get. I think they need to be balanced. But But the other thing is, I think Syracuse is going to score points, Logan. I think they're going to be very, very difficult to defend.
Yeah, I just hope it ain't like another basketball score, you know. I mean, I would love for our morphin' time linemen now. I love for them to, you know, make a statement from last year and make a statement for this year that ain't going to happen again. And to be honest, I wish J.D. Davis was more in the secondary on the screen passes, because he did real good against Georgia Tech, I believe.
Yeah. You know, the best I've ever seen against the screen, Grady Jarrett would recognize the screen and would get out there on the backs and receivers a lot of times. A lot of it is that recognition of knowing, hey, wait a minute, I know I'm good, but I just beat this guy on a block. I might beat him because he let me beat him so he can release downfield a little bit, get a little chip on me and go that way. I would think that Syracuse is going to – in Syracuse's mind, they want to run 90 plays. I think they'd like to throw it about 40 times, run it about 50 times. I think of those 40 times, I'd say maybe 20 of them are going to be some sort of screen game. And if Clemson wants to be successful, then you've got to be alert. That screen game takes you out of the aggressive mode of getting upfield and getting after a quarterback. I think containing Dungy and making Dungy beat him with his arm rather than beating him with his legs is a major key to what you'll see Saturday at noon.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Logan.
Go ahead.
You too, buddy. Hey, here's the deal. Logan made a great point. We actually talked Syracuse. I know it's crazy. Game is just a few short days away now. We actually talked Syracuse and Clemson football. Wow. That's weird. That's crazy. Had another thought about Syracuse. Last year, is either last year or year before, J-Dub made a good point to me yesterday in a text when he said Clemson last year played nickel and they played only two. They moved Dorian O'Daniel inside to a linebacker. I think maybe Joseph and O'Daniel played, and they played a nickel. So he played a linebacker role in there. If you went true nickel rather than having Isaiah Simmons, and you went true nickel, who plays it? Now, Mr. Orr 24, I think he has some options here.
What you got for me?
In a nickel, a true nickel,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to take Simmons off the field or else move Simmons a linebacker.
Well, it's a nickel defense for the people at home.
Five defensive backs.
Okay.
Whereas Simmons is more of a Sam linebacker.
Yep.
If you want to get the nickel on the field. Last year, Ryan Carter played that and did a great job with that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
You have two or three options here. Number one, go with the three corners and get Mark Fields on the field. Line Mark Fields up on the slot. Two bigger guys out on the edges with Mullen and with A.J. Terrell, but you get Mark Fields out there. Not sure. At times you can't trust Mark Fields. At times maybe you can. I don't know if that's the case. Wallace is athletic enough to play it. Don't know if you can take him out of the safety spot. I tell you, Turner's playing an awful lot back there at safety now, looking really good. I like Denzel Johnson in the pass a little more than like Tanner Muse in the pass. But you're a little bit limited with your options. Do you trust Fields enough to put him there? Do you trust Turner enough to put Wallace up there? Do you trust Johnson enough to play him more rather than Muse against the pass? I don't know. Do you trust the two freshmen, Goodrich and McMichael, enough? In Saturday's game at Georgia Tech, LeAnthony Williams ran down a loose Georgia Tech. I don't even remember the play, what it was. Did you remember that play?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Man, his speed was elite, but I'm not sure he's big enough and strong enough to play yet. I was encouraged by the speed. And I think that, now remember, he's just a redshirt freshman.
You like the speed? Let's get him return kicks then. We need some speed back there.
Yeah, so far, I'm not. Texture to put Xavier Thomas at nickel. You seen that guy move? Yeah. I'm not sure of Cornell Powell as a kick return guy. I might need to see me some Darion Kendrick back there now or something. Because I'm not sure. Now, he had a good kick return this past week. I don't, you know, as far as taking it to the house.
To his house?
Yeah. The hizzy. Hepatitis C! You later. So I'm not sure if that's the case right now. I love Amari Rodgers back there in the punt return game. You?
Yes, I do.
I think Amari Rodgers is going to be a superstar here.
Anytime Amari is touching the ball more, yes, it is good news for the Clemson football team.
More of Amari, better.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say this years ago. More of you, less of me makes for a better radio show.
Absolutely.
More Zach Orr, less of Mickey Potter makes for a better radio show.
No.
I have a couple of minutes left here in the segment. Since Logan did it and he changed subjects.
Okay.
Can I read to you, I think I'm right by saying this. Can I read to you a quote from Phil Mickelson? Did you see this quote already?
Yes, I did.
I think it's a tweet.
He did. He tweeted it.
He tweeted it. This is a tweet yesterday from Phil Mickelson. Turn your mic on, please. I want to get your reaction.
Mic is on.
Phil Mickelson at 12:03 yesterday. I just played with Tiger today, and it is the best I have ever seen him swing the club. It is so on plane and solid. I'll be asking for a shot aside at our Thanksgiving match. I doubt I'll get it, though. Thanksgiving match, yeah, I get it. You're trying to promote it, and you're trying to get people pay-per-view. I just played with Tiger today. It is the best I have ever seen him swing the club. It is so on plane and solid. At 42, the best he has ever seen.
I would cut off my right leg for Augusta to be next week. Cut it clear off.
I told a friend yesterday. I can't tell you on the air. I got to tell you, I told a friend yesterday.
Come on. Right of the knee. Cut it. It's my favorite leg.
What is your favorite leg, by the way?
My right leg.
Okay.
Favorite leg. Cut.
Why do you favor your right over your left?
I'm right hand dominant. I kick with my right leg. Really? That kind of stuff.
You give it up.
I'd give it up. If Augusta was next week,
it'd be Mr. Orr 24 peg leg.
With Tiger playing at the level he's playing at, with his swing being so on plane, I cut it off for Augusta to be next week.
How about the Tiger Woods was asked about the Mount Rushmore of golf? See that one?
I've never hit retweet so quickly after a video where Tiger gets asked about his Mount Rushmore of golf. And goes, my Mount Rushmore of golf. Hogan, Jones, Nicholas, and me.
Wouldn't that be great?
And me.
I've never been to Mount Rushmore of anything. I'm not the Mount Rushmore of my own home when I was living by myself. He's Mount Rushmore of golf. Good stuff, man. That's great stuff. I am so excited about the Ryder Cup. I'm going to leave you a couple more Ryder Cup.
There's no way you're getting up at 2 in the morning for
watch.
That.
Watch. I'll tell you what I do. I'll call you.
You go ahead. You call me.
1:58, you're getting a phone call.
You go ahead and call
Friday morning, you're getting a phone call. I'm going to be at Chick-fil-A on Friday. By the way, I'm at Granger Nissan tomorrow. I'm here during our show, and then I'm going to go do with Quack and Kelly from 12 to 3 tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We'll be at Chick-fil-A on Friday during the Ryder Cup, so I'm going to need live Ryder Cup updates from you as you watch here in the studio, okay? Can you do that for me? Can I get that from you?
I can do what I can.
All right. Finally, I'm going to leave it. It was Snead, not Huggum, but that's okay. That's not the important part of the story.
Snead.
Yeah. Finally, right, man. I'm going to leave you with this in this segment about the Ryder Cup. Yesterday, I saw a segment on your guy, Captain America, Patrick Reed. Thief.
Oh, American Hero Patrick Reed?
Thief of the Night.
American Hero Patrick Reed?
Yeah. And
sinking putts in the face of tyranny?
Patrick Reed has been with the past President Cups and past Ryder Cups, teammates with Jordan Spieth, and they have rocked it. They have just destroyed everybody in their 9 matches. I think they're 8-0-1. None of their matches that they won went to the 18th hole. They've destroyed people. There's a lot of talk about them not playing together this year.
Por qué?
Two things. In typical Patrick Reed fashion.
En español, por favor.
Muy mal.
Very bad.
Enchilada cerveza.
There it is.
Two things. One, at a tournament down in Florida, an early swing, he was trying to get a drop in an early round, like a Thursday or Friday round.
This is Patrick?
Yes. He was up against a tree, and he's trying to say he's going to go around this deal. And what's wrong?
Nothing. Go ahead.
It was around this deal and around the grandstand. And someone caught this on camera on their cell phone. He's calling the official over, and the official doesn't give him a drop.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, I think I want a third opinion. I deserve that, don't I? So he's jumping him, right? Like his official's fault for trying to enforce the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, I guess I need to change my name to Jordan Spieth.
I remember this.
The other thing is, we use this phrase in golf a lot. He was asked about he's playing Jordan in the world match play. He was in his bracket. And, you know, can you beat Jordan or whatever? And he goes, I don't know. My back still kind of sore from the Ryder Cup, meaning I carried him in the Ryder Cup.
Mm.
Little team dissension from your blabbermouth over there, Patrick
Reed.
Oh,
no, Patrick, no.
Selfish Patrick Reed. Anyway, you like it?
I don't like any kind of
on our American team this weekend?
In the American squad. I did notice that there are a lot of guys wearing sunglasses in that picture, and Patrick Reed was not among them wearing sunglasses in that picture.
No truth to the rumor that Patrick Reed was wearing somebody else's sunglasses later, but they didn't know where they came from.
Oh.
That's it there. Thank you very much. So. All right. I want to tell you about our friends at Priority One and PriorityOneSecurities.com. When we are here, we feel safe. When we're not here, we feel safe. Let's make no mistake about it, Mr. Or 24. We're valuable here. Not any more valuable than what's this equipment here. You know, on game day Saturdays, I look back there, man. You guys look like y'all are at a major broadcast facility there. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment over there.
We are a major broadcasting facility.
We are.
Don't forget it.
We have to protect those. We do it to Priority One. Cameras everywhere. I looked up. There's cameras. Like I look up and go, oh, there's another camera. Didn't notice that one was there. We are protected here. We're protected at our homes, the technology, but we're really doing it with some great people here. Remember, we did our Tigers for Tatas last year and what Security One did by matching everything we do. That's typical of who they are and what they're about. I want you to call them, get in touch with them. When you're thinking about any kind of security in your home, in your business, commercially or industrially, I want you to get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Priority One. The website's priority1security.com to find out why the best in technology, the best in people, the best in protecting you and their plans for you, priority1security.com. Short break. We'll come back more after this.
This Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., Sports Talk with Phil Kornblut will be broadcasting live from Your Pie. Get great food and enjoy Sports Talk with Phil and get the latest on your favorite teams this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Your Pie in Clemson, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like-new clean. This month, get free rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Every new and pre-owned Toyota comes with a Ralph Hayes family promise. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, it's a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Performance issues are more common than you think. Over 25% of new performance cases are guys under the age of 40. There's no reason for men to turn to weird solutions or do nothing at all when they can turn to medicine and science. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects men with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat performance issues. There aren't any snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements, and prescription solutions are backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. And you save hours by going to 4hims.com. You just answer a few quick questions and a confidential review with a doctor, and products are shipped directly to you. Being your best means top performance. Try Hims for a month for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for details. Go to 4hims.com/OOB5. That's 4hims.com/OOB5.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this, huh?
Welcome back. Trail wants to be your builder if you're building anything with single-family homes, water treatments, and dams. At Trail, they do things differently. They can do the hard bid. They can do the, you know, get, you know, you already have an architect and you already had the designs over. They can come in and any phase. They work with all kinds of different kinds of architects. I do like the single source delivery the most. It has the most advantages to it and the least disadvantages to it. At Trail, I got a great friend of mine who's built multiple projects with him, said, I'll never use anybody again. He had to use somebody else on a certain project due to some other limitations, some things there. But he said, I'll never use anybody else ever again. You know, they can design to a budget. They do it kind of the back way. They design to that budget. They can do this for you. And that way, like every other Trail project ever in this master builder, single source delivery, every single building built on time and on budget. It's a true team approach. The decisions aren't made in a vacuum. The relationships are with people, not documents. It's flexible. It's an open book with multiple solutions. They have multiple solutions to multiple problems that can arise in building your building. They're really, really good at this. Let them shepherd you through your building process. Trail, the better building experience, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L. Sportsdelivery.com. This has been a talk about single source delivery. This has been a single subject show for the most part. I got a little secondary last week, a little Syracuse last segment. Got a little Ryder Cup last segment. But really, this is about what we heard last night about the news of Kelly Bryant not practicing for the second straight day. Now, there are reports out that TigerIllustrated.com and Larry Williams are reporting that he was at team meetings and individual meetings yesterday, but then not at practice. I don't know what that means. I don't know how that works.
Here you go.
I don't know. We'll see. The next big step in this, as far as we are concerned, as
10:50.
Media event, yeah, 10:50, the ACC media teleconference.
Tele.
I wonder.
I'm going to get on this teleconference today.
Yeah? At 10:50.
No, I got an 11 o'clock meeting. I can't do that.
What kind of 11 o'clock meeting do you have?
What? Listen, I'm an important businessman.
Well, you got to take out your dog out, and you got to get your little garbage bag to pick up the poop on the side?
Yeah.
You got to do that kind of meeting?
No.
Let me be very, very clear about something, Mr. Or 24.
What's that?
Very clear about something.
Very clear.
I don't pick up dog poop on the side with some sort of bag. Okay.
Didn't you get fined for that at that place you were living temporarily?
No.
Did they ask you not to do that?
No, what my dog? Our dogs went off in the woods. Before I take my dogs on a walk, by the way, oftentimes we'll let the dog go out in our yard and then we'll take him out. Or we'll, you know, there's a little vacant little lot kind of two down from us and we'll let him go in some places like this. I get it. But it's fertilizer. It's natural. What do I got to do? Pick up bird poop too? Squirrel poop? I got to pick up poop everywhere?
I just don't.
Now, if I got little kids in the yard, whatever, you know, next door, I don't want to go pooping the kids, you know, the kids out there playing in it, thinking it's something else. I don't want that. But what I'm saying is the idea of, oh, I got to pick up the dog poop with the bag. Uh-oh, man. Human beings, we don't pick up dog poop in bags. It's natural. It's fertilizer.
I don't pick it up.
Good.
Kristen picks it up.
No!
Yeah. I don't do poop.
If there was no Kristen,
mm-hmm.
Well, what a different world this would be for
It'd
you.
It'd be craziness. Ugh. Yeah.
You pick it up?
In living in a complex like I live in, like in a town, like I live in a town with neighbors right on each side of me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I pick it
no.
up.
No.
Because it's a shared community. If it's my own backyard, I mean.
We have a shared community.
It's a shared community.
Don't step in it. Don't touch it. Don't get near it. I mean, there's plenty of other places to walk.
There's kids running around there.
Teach your kids how to mess with dog poop. You know, human beings don't pick up dog poop.
No.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up the squirrel stuff too?
No, because it's not my pet, so.
Can't read that text right here. Sorry, text. We haven't done any Twitter, man. I've done any Twitter today. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
At Mickey Plotter. At Mr. Orr 24.
Weeder.
Let's do this right here. Let's do this right here. Textures say.
Wouldn't it be nice if they could
make it? Big Orange.
Big Orange.
Andy says, when a dream dies, something it takes more than a day to process it. I expect KB will continue with our team. I don't know. Not sure of that. Ed writes in, mayhap, but experience goes a long way. Travis writes in, you compared the Kelly situation to the real world, which makes me believe that transferring would be in his best interest. If you work for a company for years, get promoted to a manager, only for the next year to get demoted back to the assistant manager. And so, Travis, let me ask you this. Travis wrote that in. As our good friend Doug wrote in, so then you're going to go to work for another company and expect to be named manager over somebody else who's already been in that company? Isn't that what you're avoiding now?
What if it's a situation where a quarterback is moving on?
You got other quarterbacks there? Are there everybody transferring in at the same time?
I don't know. But if the guy that was starting last year, you're not playing over him. He's gone. He left. It's an open competition then, isn't it?
Not for the guys that were already there, working there, you know, been going through the program, going for years and years and years, right?
Sure.
I mean, they've been there.
People change jobs every day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that when someone moves to a different job, they take a spot that somebody in that company wanted that job and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Is it fair?
I don't know.
Is it fair?
But I don't know the answer to that. It depends on their situation. I mean,
life isn't fair.
I thought Doug made a great point.
These things happen all the time.
Yeah. Gray writes in, Urban Meyer arguably lost the national title game for being loyal to JT Barrett. We booed Cole Stout, and it made me sick, but we'll cheer for Bryant when he takes his next snap, whenever that is. Hint, he'll play Saturday, and he'll get a standing ovation. I don't know about that. J-Dub writes in, where's the podcast this morning? Are we having podcast issues over there at all?
Podcast is there.
Podcast is up, buddy. Ed writes in, if Bryant leaves and Lawrence gets hurt, we're sunk. I don't know. That's two big ifs there, right? If Lawrence gets hurt and if KB leaves. I don't know, man. I'll cross this bridge when I come to it.
He's still on the team right now.
Yeah. So. I read a text earlier that Smith says, man, you know what? I don't care who's playing on Saturday. I can't wait to see my Tigers play against Syracuse at noon. I think you're going to see a lot of Clemson fans take this. Remember this.
I care who's playing on Saturday.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I just wanted to be fun. I'm so excited.
I think this.
That explains the steam coming out of your ears.
Blowing a gasket over here.
Mm.
Have to remember that Syracuse beat Clemson last year. Have to remember that Syracuse players talk about the Carrier Dome being louder than Death Valley. Have to remember these are two undefeated teams. Have to remember this is a division game. I'm going to try to forget that Clemson's a 23-point favorite. You know, we hadn't done TV games or lines at all this week. Get so caught up in all these other things that are going on.
Yep.
That we hadn't done power rankings. We didn't do our guest today. Let me get just lines quickly for a couple of lines.
Just some quick lines.
Clemson, 24-point favorite. Started out as 21, now a 24-point favorite over Syracuse. Very interested in the South Carolina line. Gamecocks started out a one-point favorite. Now they're a 1 to 1.5-point underdog against Kentucky. Just a couple little quick ones in there. This is an interesting week as far as games go. You have, I'm not going to do the biggie stuff yet. You have some key games. In that Coastal Division, is it time to start thinking about Virginia Tech and Duke being a big game? And am I right by saying that both starting quarterbacks are out for Virginia Tech and Duke? Battle of the backups. And what if I'd have told you, Mr. Or24, that Duke would be the ranked team going into this game?
Over Virginia Tech.
Yep. And Duke would be a 5 to 5.5-point favorite at home against Virginia Tech. A quick Duke-Virginia Tech story. When Virginia Tech got in the league, it's about, I'm going to guess, maybe 2 hours to Durham from Virginia Tech. Maybe 2.5. It's a short drive. It's not long. Maybe 3. Short drive, though. And this is when they announced they're coming to the league, and it's going to be like a year later or whatever. And in the summertime, the very first game comes out, the first couple games come out, and it's Virginia Tech has to go to Duke. And so the Virginia Tech ticket office calls the Duke ticket office, and they're talking about, you know, how it works and, you know, how many you want to, and so the Duke, I'm told, the Duke ticket office manager says, so how many talking about needing this week? I mean, for y'all's upcoming game, whatever. He goes, 35, maybe 40,000. Because mm-hmm. This is when they were, you know, top of the world now. He goes, man, we only hold 40. Remember when Alabama went to Duke?
I recall.
It's crazy to think about. All right, 654 Roar. James is in Sumter. James, thanks for hanging on and calling in. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Hope you're doing well.
Man, it's been a long time working. Certain things that happen in life that are beyond your control that you just don't see that's fair at the time. But as you go along in life, you understand the reason why.
Well, remember this, though. It's football season, and you got to get your priorities in order, man. Season. Okay, anyway.
Exactly. But I remember, man, 30-some years ago when I was in high school, had this girl that I was trying to court with. It was myself and another gentleman that were trying to court with her. I drove a 69 Nova, and when Novas weren't really fashionable back then, and at the time, he had one of those little Fieros, and they were big back then. You remember those cars, right?
I remember them well, like a little man.
Sports. Yeah, exactly. And I remember Friday night that some of my buddies, after a football game, I was supposed to go out with her, and then I said, "Nah, I'm going to go with my friends," and she was, you know, kind of disappointed. Didn't talk to her the whole weekend. That Monday, she was with the other guy going to school in the Fiero. I said, man, I was hurt, and I just, you know, just couldn't understand the reason why. Now, keep in mind, I'm not an ugly guy, but this guy was 6'4", you know, captain of the basketball team. I mean, he was a very popular guy. I didn't understand at the time, but a couple of years later, I said, dadgum, if I was in the same position, I would have done the same thing. But it's a thing where you got to sit back. Your feelings are hurt, and my feelings be hurt too because you put a lot into it. But if you look at it from 100 feet up, you'll see that, dadgum it, that guy is a little bit better than me. All right? I got to work on me to get myself where he is. Don't sulk. Work on yourself. Get yourself right. And then you compete. You know, I have all the confidence in the world in the young man. I thank the world of him. He has a bubbly attitude. He's going to the best university in the world. He has so many things looking up for him, as the gentleman said earlier today. And I believe that it's going to take some time, as all young people do, because they get emotional. And then it's a thing with your pride. And I believe the young man will get over that. He'll see where I can finish what I started. Maybe he can do what Cole Stout did. I didn't believe in Cole Stout before that Oklahoma game. But to this point right now, he's one of my favorite players to ever play because what he went through and what he did to get where he was to finish his career. So I hope the kid all the luck. But on the bright side, he'll graduate from the best university in the world, and he'll have that. That will take him the rest of his life. So you guys have a blessed day. Mickey, you're my man. Zach, how you doing, big man? And you guys have a great day.
James, I can't thank you enough, man. Thanks for calling in. That is one of about 4 or 5 phone calls a day that just made my day. And I love that guy. I love his calls. We've had Coach D and Joe and James, and really, really, really have appreciated all that we've heard today from the callers. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Mark Hawkins and his great team. Speaking of love talking to these people, I love just learning more from Mark. And I think back to the day we closed my last loan here in Clemson. And he set everything up, set the attorneys up. I signed a gazillion pieces of paper. And in the end, we remodeled our house as a part of it. But going into that one, I felt comfortable. I wasn't nervous. I knew what we were doing. I knew what the terms were and how we were doing. I knew what I was signing. I just, you know, through life, you got a little more experienced at it. But what I learned, and I learned that the second mortgage I signed with them was better than the first, and they continued to look out after me. And when I first approached Mark about remodeling, I didn't know what I was wanted to do or how I was going to do it. And then he said, well, I've got a plan. We have a certain type of loan. We can help you with this. And I thought it was great. I don't sure I could have gotten that from an 800 company. I'm not sure I could have gotten that from a .com. I got it from Mark Hawkins and Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Near you right now, wherever you're listening to me right now, there's a Prime Lending office that's near you. And I want you to encourage you to just to have conversations with them and start conversations with them and see if they can help you. Buying a house, remodeling a home, refinancing a home. PrimeLendingSC.com. Herb and Greenville, hang on. Coming to you. Short break. Final segment after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greer at Greenville. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return 4 starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SC DMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search Real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Quok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Mr. Orr 24, I have a not great news on our Palmetto Golf Report.
Oh, no. What did Kisner do?
Well, Stephen Bear from Florence got beat yesterday in a round of 16 in the U.S. Mid-Am up at Charlotte in a match that featured 8 birdies. Rusty Mosley from Vidalia, Georgia beat him 1 up. And in a round of 32, earlier, Stephen did beat a kid from Belgium. Our guy from Belgium. But earlier that day, it was we had Jordan Cease was beat 2-1 from Lexington, former Winthrop golfer. So we don't have anybody into the quarterfinals today at the U.S. Mid-Am. No South Carolinians. Got a couple of North Carolinians. One guy from Charlotte, one guy from Cary, but no South Carolinians in the final eight. So it was a great deal. Stephen Bear won the medalist of the event, and he'll get a trophy for that and a medal for that. That's great. But our South Carolina dreams for the U.S. Mid-Am is not there. Now, we'll tell you on tomorrow's show for our Palmetto Golf Report, not only will we give you a little college update, but we're going to give you the Ryder Cup pairings for day one, and that will include Dustin Johnson, South Carolina native. So we're looking forward to that. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Here's the good news. Get in touch with Palmetto Dunes, even if it's as late as this weekend. You know, sometimes you get some things happen and you don't really know and foresee, and like you get a last minute, something goes on. And, oh, our business thing got planned or got canceled. The family reunion, we're not having company now. You can sneak away like this weekend. You can sneak away, you know, you might have a day off or two. Call them, you know, go online, do this, you know, get in touch with them. All their tee times are there. I want to encourage you to do that. And finally, I want to encourage you to do this. I play golf with like very successful business people, and they don't manage their golf game right, and they don't get enough lessons. Doug Weaver voted the second best teacher in South Carolina, according to Golf Digest. Get in touch with Doug and take some lessons down there. Do the schools down there. All the technology he has to help you out. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. In order to become a world-class resort and a nationally ranked and a award-winning resort, you got to offer so many things. Well, trust me, I tell you this, Palmetto Dunes offers us. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Get in touch with our great friends at PalmettoDunes.com. All right. Quickly, let's get to a couple of phone calls here in this segment. Actually, we don't have to be all that quick. We've got a few minutes. Herb is in Greenville, 654 Roar. Hey, Herb, thanks for hanging through that break. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, appreciate you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're blessed. Couldn't be better. And man, I hope you feel the same.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, I just wanted to actually ask a question kind of along with what the last caller called in with Kelly Bryant discussion, and I think I agree with a lot of what he said about finishing out well and getting a degree from Clemson and all the network and connections that he'll continue to have through that experience here. But my question to you guys is I'm curious about what y'all think about his long-term future play here with this, because I played some ball in high school and football and basketball, and you know, there's a lot of nostalgia you think about, and you don't get those moments back when you step away from the game. So I do kind of feel for the guy a little bit. If he's just wanting to play, and that's what he's kind of hoping for. And obviously, no one really knows what decision he's going to make at this point. But if the guy's just wanting to go play somewhere just so he can get one more year playing quarterback, I mean, I understand. Because you're not going to get this time back. And but my question to y'all is, I wonder what y'all think about his long-term, potentially playing career, what that could look like, maybe in the NFL as a player of some sort, or if he's, you know, if y'all think that he'd be a good role model to have on your staff for some younger guys. But, yeah, what do y'all think about that?
Herb, I personally don't think and never have thought that he would play quarterback in the NFL. Now, position change, you know, Braxton Miller or Terrell Pryor kind of thing. I've never seen him catch a ball. I've never seen him run as a running back or, you know, tackle anybody as a safety or anything like that. I can't speak to that. I just know what the NFL is looking for and the quick decisions and the strong arms. And there's been, you know, better quarterbacks who didn't make it NFL. I'm not saying he can't. I'd just be surprised. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback and never have ever really thought that. As far as, you know, wanting to go play, I get that. If he wants to go play and play somewhere else, I totally get that. You know, to me, what I know about him and his personality and the things that his former coaches and current coaches have said about him is he is this unbelievable leader and will be a successful business person somewhere. One of the great avenues that we have out there now for former players is coaching. And, you know, in the old days, you know, coaching, and still in many, many cases, our coaches are underpaid, our high school coaches and some slower level college coaches are underpaid. But, man, there's a big, big, big payday out there for some coaches now, And I've got to think in putting your time in as a graduate assistant and putting your time in as a volunteer guy, whatever, or offensive analyst, and then moving forward, I've got to think that by the time he gets that first big job in 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, 10 years, that those opportunities will be even bigger and better. It reminds me a little bit of a Willie Simmons, who's now the head coach at Florida A&M, who's doing really well for himself, who was an offensive coordinator at Middle Tennessee State, and he's done really, really well for himself. And that'd be an option that I would encourage him to do if he has any interest in that. I think that we've got a lot of opportunities there, more opportunities there than you are in the NFL as far as making a team goes. But, you know, again, I don't know what his goals are. I don't know what he's thinking about. I'm not sure what he's – you know, what his plans are, what his degree's in, and what he, you know, wants to do in the future. But he'll have some opportunities. And then, you know, regrets. Would he regret not playing somewhere else? Would he regret, you know, sticking around here and not doing it? I don't know. I don't know what those decisions, those factors are in his decision right now.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree with all that, too. And, just want to hear y'all's thoughts on that. And we'll see what he decides these next few days. So, thank you, guys.
Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for hanging on. Final phone call of the show is from Will in Walhalla. Will, thanks for your patience. I hope you're doing well also.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call and having the program today. And Kelly Bryant, the decision that Coach Sweeney made, I think, was a business decision, and I think it was probably the correct decision. You're, of course, looking at the Syracuse game and Wake and NC State, but I think some of it was looking towards the end of the season. And I don't know necessarily what Kelly Bryant will do. I don't know what he's thinking. I've never been a quarterback on the Division I level, so I'm sure there are probably some mixed feelings there. I don't think whatever he decides, and whatever he decides, I will fully support. But I don't think it's going to have an adverse effect on his future job opportunities, as maybe some people have mentioned, whether to assist it or not to assist it. That's something he'll determine in the future. And I don't think we can really take from past experiences that we have had that we can necessarily relate to what he's going through today. I have full confidence that he'll do hopefully what is best for himself. And maybe sometimes as fans, we get a little bit caught up in the shining city on the hill image that President Reagan talked about for the country. Maybe sometimes there are things that Clemson's in the real world on. And thank you for taking my call today.
We'll appreciate the phone call for sure. Awfully kind of you, and I always enjoy the conversation. I always enjoy sharing all this information. I love doing this show. Love learning so much from you folks. My Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We give someone sports every single day. If you make one phone call today, call Brad. Let's see if he can help you. Let's see if he can better your family situation, get better coverage, or get better rates. Or you know what? Maybe get both. We forgive someone sports every day. Today I forgive all those not talking Syracuse. Mr. Orr 24, let me give you two numbers.
We're on Syracuse.
Points per game, 49.5 points per game, 10th in the country.
Yep.
Yards per game, 523, which is 13th in the country. Dungy's a scrappy dude. Strickland's a pretty good running back. Mm-hmm. This guy Riley, he's 5'7 and 150. He's quick, and he's a great punt returner, great kick returner. Be careful on this thing now. They're gonna score some points. You're gonna have to hold up your end offensively now.
Listen,
and do
if
this.
You want to get in a shootout with the Trevor Lawrence led offense, that's on you.
Skip the music. What do you have 2-minute drill for me?
Again, just a friendly reminder to the Clemson faithful out there. Let's wait till everything develops here. We've kind of preached that all day today. I thought we were more than fair today. Wait till everything develops. Let's see what Dabo has to say at 10:50 on his teleconference, and then we'll draw some conclusions as the week goes on. But more importantly,